The reading today can be found in your Bibles if you want to turn to it. It's quite easy to find. Page 10 in your Bibles in front of you. And we're reading from Genesis chapter 9. God's covenant with Noah. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon every creature that moves along the ground and upon all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal. And from each man, too, I will demand an accounting for the life of his fellow man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number, multiply on the earth and increase upon it." Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals. All those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you. A covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Shall we pray? Lord God, in what we explore this morning, would you enable us to see you more clearly, to hear your voice, and to respond from our hearts? In Jesus' name, amen. Many of you would have already heard this morning that when I'm not in church and when I'm not being a mum and a wife, I work as a marketing manager very locally. And much of what I do involves the use of a computer. And I wonder whether, for those of us that use a computer, either at home or at work, you can identify with any of these images. Recently, I don't know about you, but maybe for yourselves, obviously, Ian was talking about rebooting and how sometimes when the computer is just not doing what you want it to do, it is just a case of having to start again. And recently, the piece of equipment that I use supposedly provided to enable me to do the many facets of my job really was not working. It was getting progressively slower, and it was making me feel very, very frustrated. I'd had enough of trying to work with that particular PC. It was not working as I'd hoped it would, how it was designed to, and it would often take 15 minutes to close down at the end of each day. It wasn't helping me to do my job, and it was actually more of a hindrance than a help. But it wasn't the storage that had run out. It was more the heart of the system, and the heart of the system that wasn't choosing to do what I was asking it to do. It was as if the computer was choosing to do what it wanted to do, not what it was being asked to do. So there was no way forward. I needed, or my computer needed, a fresh start. And in some ways, this has parallels with our exploring of being made in the image of God. God had made... Sorry. God had made. God had created the world and humankind. He'd created humankind in the image of God. But humankind had chosen to not put God first and live in relationship with him. And so God felt he had no choice but to start again, start afresh. He took animals and humankind who mirrored his image and put them in an ark while the earth was flooded. And in our reading today, we heard what God said to Noah's family when he came out of the ark. You might have thought that God may have said, well, have you learnt your lesson? You've been cooped up in that ark for almost a year with those smelly animals and all your family. Have you learnt your lesson? And as if things get bad like that again, I might just need to do a similar thing. No, that isn't what God said. Instead, what God did say was quite simple. Be fruitful, increase in number, and fill the earth. He restated the original blessing given to Adam and Eve right at the beginning of the Bible. But the flood did not result in God starting from scratch in creating a new earth, nor new animals, nor a new humankind. Humankind was still humankind, made in the image of God, and still with free will to choose whether to live in relationship with God or not. Like with my new computer, I didn't have to start from scratch. I still had all of the details, all 7,000 files that had been created previously, but something had changed. The operating system to access and run them had changed. And in the same way, the flood marked a time of an irreversible change in God. From here on in, and week by week as we explore the Bible together, God approaches creation with unlimited patience and forbearance, looking for other ways to bring creation to the fullness it was created for, to worship and live in relationship with God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we can see this by the covenant or promise he made to Noah and his sons with a rainbow. This covenant was the first ever covenant God made. And interestingly, it's not a two-way covenant like we might be familiar with, one that says, I'll do this if you do that. No, It's a covenant, it's a promise that is from God, saying every time there is a rainbow, I will remember that I'm finding a different way to bring humanity who I created in my image, back to me. You may be wondering, does God need visual reminders? No, he doesn't. But this is his way to tell us that he doesn't forget. God never forgets his promise. God remembers his covenant, and God is faithful. And if we fast forward to today, and in particular as we come to communion later, we are reminded that he has found that way through the death and resurrection of Jesus. God has found the final way to bring all humanity back to him. In our passage we had read, reference to this covenant is made 7 times. And I just thought how amazing that was, that the symbol God chose to display this covenant with us was a rainbow. And that rainbow has 7 colours. I'd never realised that before as I looked at this passage. And I just wonder whether those 7 colours of the rainbow can remind us of who Jesus is and who he is calling us, made in his image, to be. In our daily lives, how do we point people to the saviour of the world, who is Jesus? Do we show people that our lives are based on the rock, or bring light to dark situations? Are we willing to follow the shepherd, going where Jesus is calling us, rather than where we'd like to go? Are we willing to bring everything of ourselves to Jesus, those things that weigh us down and disfigure God's image in us? Are we willing for God to heal us according to what he knows is best for us? And are we willing for God's peace to equip us to be peacemakers in difficult situations? Let's spend a few moments just in responding to those images, thoughts, and feelings that Jesus is calling us, made in his image, to be. If there isn't anything now, then just ask that God would be at work in your life to reveal how you might respond over the coming days. So next time we all see a rainbow, let us remember the God who gives us a new start to be all he longs for us, made in his image, to be.
Thank you, Fiona. We're going to stand in a moment and sing again as we draw the first part of our service to a close. Simon Wiegand.